welcome to the Week in Digital Marketing. So far, it's Friday, August 23rd, 2019. We're going to jump right into the story, starting off on YouTube. Bad news for you people out there that like to send messages across the YouTube platform. YouTube announced they are going to be eliminating private messaging on September 18th. It's being rumored that YouTube is going to block targeted advertising for kids. This rumor comes after another rumor that the FTC has found YouTube guilty of violating COPPA, the Children's Online Privacy and Protection Act. I think I said that right. It's also rumored, among these other rumors, that YouTube is going to pay millions of dollars in fines. If you're a creator and you make videos targeted to children and that makes you money, this could cause you some problems. YouTube removed robot battle videos this week, temporarily citing animal cruelty. The videos have been reinstated, but that just should show you, you can never be too safe. People with robot videos had to then go back in and tell YouTube to reinstate them. This has caused a big conversation on the internet about whether or not humans feel robots are more like animals or are they inanimate objects. This is the big important news. I hope you're paying attention if you're a YouTube creator. YouTube has announced that they are no longer going to allow the copyright holders of audio copyrights to make money from small short snippets or recordings in the backgrounds of your videos. So for example, if I was shooting a video and a car drove by and the radio was playing a song, the copyright holder can't make a claim against my video and make money from it. That's really good news, except for the copyright holder can then ask YouTube to block the video entirely, even though they can't make money from it. YouTube doesn't think that copyright holders are going to do this, and they seem to expect that they're going to leave creators alone for these small little unintentional uses of copyrighted material in the backgrounds of videos. But the copyright holders for these audio copyrights could just take your video offline entirely. So you should probably pay more attention to your videos going forward and just make sure that you own the copyrights or have a license for the rights for everything in your video. We're gonna head on over to Google now. This one is really interesting. Google's AMP, and yes, it is Google's AMP, now supports some custom JavaScript. Now, the whole point of Google AMP when it first started was to create lightweight, static HTML pages that load really quickly. There are a lot of people who back this methodology because they say it works. The problem is that it largely works because the content is being put on Google's servers and is being served by Google's cloud, and that Google does a lot of things on the back end to make sure that that code loads quickly. Now with custom JavaScript elements, it seems to be kind of confusing as to why you would build a whole second version of your website just for this Google AMP. I'm still not entirely sure what Google's up to. I have been against AMP since I tested it when it first came out in beta, and I am still very against it, and this just makes me more concerned about what Google is really up to. But of course, if you like AMP, then this is probably good news, especially if you're trying to serve some sort of JavaScript content on your AMP pages, but you have not been able to. It appears the indexing issues Google has been having, which they told us they were pretty much done with, are not actually fixed. Barry Schwartz over at Search Engine Roundtable saw that on the Wall Street Journal, Google wasn't indexing and displaying content from their website within the last hour or so, which seems weird for a publication of their size. Now, Barry actually tweeted this information out to Google's Danny Sullivan, who didn't reply for a long time. And when Barry asked, hey, if you're not replying, does that mean this isn't an issue? Danny said, yeah, that means this is not an issue. But it clearly was an issue. When I went and looked, the Wall Street Journal was being indexed just fine. So this may have been a temporary blip, but you know, check your records, especially if you're a large website that's trying to get content produced and indexed really quickly. Just make sure that everything got in there. Go to Search Console and use the URL testing tool to make sure your content is indexed if you publish something this week and it's not in Google's index. Divisive American politics may have finally given us marketers something we can use. Project Veritas, which is a right-wing conservative project to try to unmask bias in tech companies, dumped a bunch of documents out, a bunch of leaked documents from Google News, from a Google insider, supposedly. In those documents, we discovered that Google News gets about 4,000 applications per month, but they only accept somewhere between 18 and 25% of those. We're going to head over to Facebook now. It's been a very quiet week on Facebook and Instagram fronts, especially when it comes to news for marketers. But Facebook announced that they're going to start hiring humans again to edit and curate the news. So this is good news if you use the news tab on Facebook. But it begs the question, why doesn't Facebook just trust their user base to subscribe to and follow news pages on Facebook independently and allow those news pages to then distribute content to their user base? I have no idea. I really wish they did that. It's a good news, I guess, if you want humans curating your news. Facebook's kind of given up. It's bad news for anybody publishing news on your pages. We're going to talk about Bing now. Bing is the search engine from Microsoft. Just in case you weren't aware, we don't really get to talk about them a lot. Couple of news stories this week about Bing that you should be interested in. For starters, you can now sync your Bing Places profile for your local business with Google My Business to make sure that they are always showing the same information. Bing Webmaster Tools is now going to allow you to confirm ownership of a domain using the Domain Connect system. This system is used by GoDaddy, and it's used by 1&1, Media Temple, and a couple of other companies. Should make it easier to claim your Bing Webmaster Tools account. Twitter this week blocked state-controlled media outlets from buying advertising on their platform. So if you're watching this video and you're in, I don't know, Iran, or North Korea, or Russia, or China, or someplace where the state has a state-controlled media outlet, you may find that you can no longer promote your stories via Twitter ads. It's bonus round time. A study shows there are now 112 million monthly users of voice assistants in the United States. That is up from 102 million just last year. A survey out this week shows that consumers will not answer the phone if you try to cold call them. 87% said they were likely to not answer the phone from a phone number they do not recognize. Google this week announced that they are trying to start a conversation about advertising privacy and still keeping data-driven advertising as a useful tool on the internet. Google stated that when cookies are completely blocked, publishers lose 52% of their revenue, and they think they know a way to solve it, but it's going to be a bit of a difficult transition for the industry. Now, as we enter into a more private age and as consumers become smarter about how they share their information and governments get involved, this is going to be very, very important for all of us to pay attention to. I would plead with all of you out there to not let Google lead the charge on this one unilaterally. We should all probably get our two cents in there somehow to make a better advertising future for everyone. Thank you, everybody, tuning into this week's podcast of the week in digital marketing so far. If you have any feedback, please head over to joeyoungblood.com and click on the contact button to send me some feedback. I would love to hear from you. Until next week, stay classy.